it's going to feel like summer this weekend. Highs pump it up to close to 30 degrees in much of the province, and a beautiful weekend for if you're out in the field. If you've got started with seeding, good on you. I hope you've got a good full weekend or week ahead here to get some of that work done. I'm hearing people saying they're going to get out to their cabin. Start doing a little bit of work there. No doubt the parks, the paths in our communities in this province are going to be packed with people as well. Great weekend. I hope you get to enjoy it whatever way pleases your heart. which for my next guest is, I'm going to say, probably the most unique way that anyone in the province is going to spend the weekend. I'm going to bring on to the show now a great Saskatchewan fellow by the name of Joel Erb, who is joining me. Joel, thanks so much for joining the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we got tipped off about you and your goal that you've got. We're going to talk about in a second by another listener saying, hey, here's a guy you should be talking to. This is what he's. So you actually are setting out to break a world record tomorrow. But before we even get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're born and raised on a farm by Herbert, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So I'm a farm kid. We grew up raising cattle, a small town, Herbert, Saskatchewan, and just, you know, lots of hard work, lots of getting stuff done when it breaks. So that was kind of my childhood, loved it. And then from there, went up north and then ended up in Melfort. And now I run like a construction company. We build spray parks and playgrounds all over the province.
Nice. That's, I was just talking about the parks are going to be packed. That's that must be a fun job.
It is actually pretty fun. It's fun to create like play spaces and water parks for everyone to enjoy. So it's pretty rewarding.
Yeah. Sure. What's the name of your company?
It's PlayQuest.
Okay. Awesome. I think that's a whole other talk topic we could bring you on to talk about someday because I'm intrigued about that. I think it's cool. Okay. So you've got it in your head. You want to break a world record. Tell us a little bit about what is going on in your life here.
Well, I mean, I just really like challenging myself. And I think really what drives me for this record to go after it is more out of curiosity more than anything. I just want to see how far I can push myself. And I'm not like that great at running or things like that. So I found this, and this is a record that has kind of been in the spotlight for a little while. I think David Goggins is the first one to kind of like make this record pretty popular. And then since then, it's been kind of like moving up a lot in caliber and obviously getting a lot harder. So I saw the record, saw people trying to break it. And I'm like, that's something I kind of want to try. I want to push myself, and then just started training.
And so before we go any further, it's the world record for the most chin-ups done in 24 hours, correct?
It's actually pull-ups.
Pull-ups, like, yeah.
The grip is a little different, but yeah, most pull-ups in 24 hours.
So I went on your social media, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, because the record is at over 9,000 in 24 hours, right?
It was just recently broken by Truett Haynes in February. It's now at 10,001 pull-ups.
Wow. So you are going to, in order to break this record, you're going to have to do more than 10,001 pull-ups in a 24-hour period.
Correct.
And you're going to, and your attempt is tomorrow.
The attempt is tomorrow, yep, starting at 8 a.m.
Should you not be sleeping right now, Joel?
I'm actually traveling
eating
home
some
Calgary
carbs
right
or something.
Now.
So let's talk a little bit about what training looks like for it. And again, I was on your social media platform there just earlier today. I can see you've even got videos back to the winter where you're training for this. So this has been a vision for a while. What does training look like?
So I started training in the end of 2023, so December 2023. Obviously, I like anyone, you don't start at a very high level. So I was at like 100, 200 pull-ups a day, and then just gradually increased that until I was hitting like 600, 700 a day, and I held that for a while. Obviously, it takes a bit of time, so I'm like a dad and busy, so I got to get up early and get the pull-ups in. And then the last 6 months, we've kind of been holding at like 1,000 pull-ups per day. And then the last couple weeks, we did some big days, some big pushes, and doing 2,000 and more. So it just takes off. Like, I don't even know how many pull-ups I've done. It's just been thousands and thousands trying to get the body prepared.
Yeah.
Because it kind of wrecks your hands. It just wrecks everything because you're a lot of these guys aren't even taking the full 24 hours because their hands are just destroyed by like hour 20.
Yeah. So let's, I want to talk. So we're talking today with Joel Erb, who is a born and raised in the Herbert area, now living in Melfort, runs a construction company there. But the purpose of our chat today is he is going to attempt to break the world record tomorrow of the most pull-ups done in 24 hours. The record now 10,001, and he's hoping to break that. So what are the criteria that you have to meet? Is there form criteria? Do you have to get your chin to the bar? How do they measure this?
Correct. You do have to, it has to be recorded. We do have witnesses and trainers that are going to be there. You have to get a full chin up, so over the bar and down. It has to be a full rep. You can, so my pattern, I guess, would be to do 10 and then rest 45 seconds. And then get back on the bar and do another 10. So we're going to try to hold like a 500 per hour pace as long as we can.
So you will take some significant breaks at some point in the day to eat, those types of things?
With the record being at the level it is, I can't really take long breaks. So I got to eat, hydrate in my 45 seconds of rest, and then get back on the bar.
Wow. This is intense. And do you have to have someone from Guinness there, or how do you go about qualifying to, I'm going to say when you break the record, I'm going to be confident when you break the record, how do you verify that with Guinness World Records?
So they just send out a packet of requirements and paperwork that we have to submit. So we have to have counters there. We have to have a digital counter. It will be live streamed as well. And recorded, and we just submit all the evidence, and they review it, and then decide if, in fact, you broke the record.
This is pretty, pretty exciting. Are you nervous?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be so hard. I have no idea. Like, my body could fail at 7,000. Like, some of the guys or Truett, who just broke it, he quit his job and trained full time for this record. So it's like at a very high level.
Yeah. Yeah. So in all of the training you've been doing, are there things like, do you get massages regularly? Do you, what do you do to take care of your body?
Mostly just like try to get good nutrition. I've been doing cold plunges.
I saw one of those online in the middle of winter, I might add.
Yeah. So doing that and then just like, just make sure like hydrations are really dialed in. So like making sure the electrolytes are there and just taking in enough calories when I'm doing the longer attempts.
And you've got a young family. I know you've got a couple of kids. Am I right?
Yeah. I got two kids, 4 and 6.
And what do they think about what dad's doing tomorrow?
I don't know if they really comprehend. They keep asking me, like, are you going to break it? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to try, but I don't know for sure.
It's a lot of pressure from that young audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Where are you doing this, Joel? Or have you got is it inside? Is it outside?
So it's going to be held at the Box in Melfort, which is the gym, and they're an awesome gym, and they've offered their facility, which is fantastic. So it's open. If people want to come and check it out, they can come watch me suffer. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, listen, Joel, I'm going to continue to remain confident for you, awesome. And I'm wishing you the best of luck. This is just a random thing, but what's the name of the cafe in downtown Herbert?
The cafe?
Yeah, is there a cafe or a restaurant? I stopped there one time, and I thought it was outstanding, but now for the life of me, I can't think of it.
I think some of them have changed and closed down now, so I wouldn't know what is currently there.
It was driving me crazy when you were talking about growing up in Herbert, because I did stop there one time, and I thought, I got to get back to that spot. It was phenomenal. Well, Joel, listen, thank you so much for joining the show today. Good luck tomorrow. We have faith in you. You can do this. And don't stop at 10,002. Keep her going if you can.
Absolutely. We're going to, if we can go past it, we'll go way past it.
Otto, okay, good stuff. Well, we look forward to hearing how you did, Joel. So close the loop with us if you don't mind.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Joel Erb. He is a construction worker, owns a construction company now in Melford. He's actually originally from the Herbert area. And he has decided he wants to break the Guinness World Record for the most pull-ups in 24 hours. And this record has moved a bit over the, he talked about this over the last little while. It's gained a lot of attention. It now currently sits at 10,001. So he is doing this attempt tomorrow. He's going to try and do it in 24 hours and do more than 10,001 pull-ups, which sounds agonizing to me. I think back to when we were going through our testing to get into policing, you had to do so many pull-ups, you had to run in a certain period. Yeah, all of these different requirements you had to do, and pull-ups were not my strong suit. It's a lot of Evan to pull up when you're doing those pull-ups. So anyway, good luck to Joel. Thanks so much for joining, and we're excited, hopefully, to be able to cheer him on to victory tomorrow. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to Joel Erb, who joined us. He is attempting tomorrow to break the world record for the most pull-ups done in 24 hours. He is from Herbert, Saskatchewan originally, now is living in Melford. He runs a construction company out there. 10,001 is where the world record is right now. So he's got 24 hours tomorrow to try and break that record. It's, man. Check out his socials, Joel Erb. Check out his socials. It'll show you some of the work that he's been doing to train and prepare for that. By the way, my weird question that I threw out to him is, what was the name of this restaurant or cafe in downtown Herbert? I stopped in there a number of years ago. I loved it. So many people are texting in saying, are you talking about Kitty's Kitchen? I don't think so. I'm seeing a lot of good reviews about Kitty's Kitchen, but I feel like it was a cafe, and I feel like it had the word red in the title, but I could be wrong. Anyway, red herring. And that's a whole other, that's a good topic we should do someday. Your favorite small town eating spot, because there's some doozies out there. I want to give a shout out again to our friends at the Saskatoon Public Schools Foundation. They had their event last night called Lightly Grilled at Marion Graham Collegiate. So what they did, Zeba Ahmed, who is the CEO of the Saskatoon Public Schools Foundation, she and her team always do a great job of this event. Last night, they had two great Saskatchewan leaders, Wayne Brownlee, ex-VP, executive VP and CFO of Nutrien. He was also the Potash Corp executive VP and CFO for a number of years. So Wayne Brownlee and Jerry Grandy, 40 years in executive leadership. He was the CEO of Cameco for a number of years. Those two fellows were on the stage, and they called it Lightly Grilled because they grilled them, but they asked them some questions. You know, what advice would you give yourself if you could go back to when you were 20 years old, those types of things. And boy, I'll tell you, fascinating to hear through the eyes, the minds, the experiences of these two leaders, what it was like leading those companies, Nutrien, Potash Corp, Cameco, through the years, the dips and the turns. And gosh, Jerry Grandy told this incredible story about negotiating with the Russians to try and reduce the number of nuclear weapons they had. It ended up being a big expense, but something that ended up being good for Canada from a nuclear perspective in terms of nuclear development that was being done as an energy source. And of course, good for the world not to have it. But this happened over a period of time, like 6 years. It's quite a story. In fact, so good that I said to both Jerry and Wayne last night that I'd love to get them on the show just to have them here, just to talk about some of their experiences. It's quite good. All in all, though, over 400 people at Marion Graham Collegiate last night raising thousands of dollars for the work that they do. In fact, one of the things that we auctioned off was donated by Cameco, and it is a tour. You get flown to northern Saskatchewan. You get a tour of the MacArthur River uranium mine. And after that tour, which in itself is not something most people will never get the opportunity for that. Once that's done, you get flown into what's called Yalowega Lake Lodge, which is a beautiful lodge. If you go online and check it out, it's incredible. You got a couple of days of fishing. They've got their own chef up there. It's quite a package. They auctioned that off. Five spots for that, and some very generous donors. You actually bid per spot. People spent thousands and thousands of dollars for an individual spot to go up to this. The best part about the night, though, of course, is where the money goes. And the money goes to the Saskatoon Public Schools Foundation. They've been doing this all day, every day kindergarten, which has yielded great results. They had a kindergarten teacher there last night talking about how much better the students did when they were able to attend kindergarten all day, every day. They were so much better set up for grade one. Those grade three reading levels were met, and grade three reading levels are a direct correspondent to whether or not you successfully graduate high school. There's all kinds of documented evidence of how those things are linked. So yeah, it was such a good night. Thank you to everybody that was there. Thanks again to Zaba and the team with the Saskatoon Public Schools Foundation. Lightly Grilled, great event. If you have the opportunity next year when it comes up again to check it out, I hope that you will do that. Well, it's been a busy day, and it's not quite over yet. We started our day chatting with Paul Martin, Ralco business commentator, about everything from Saskatchewan's separation from the country to what's been going on. Are we headed towards a recession or not? Is the business community willing to give the new Liberal leader and Prime Minister a chance? We'll revisit the conversation with Paul Martin when we come back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.